On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we are joined now by the great Chief.
Our next guest has been a very welcome addition to Triple M's Friday Huddle.
You know when you haven't caught up with great mates for a long time? This is nothing like it.
He knows footy better than anyone and isn't afraid to call it as he sees it.
Shouldn't be allowed to kick the ball, Ruckman. By the time they send their message from the brain to the feet, too much happens.
You're an idiot, Chief.
Please welcome Jason Dunstall.
There's a massive list of achievements here that I refuse to read out.
12 times.
Well, he's already got enough smugness about
what
him.
About the Chief? 12 times what? Leading goal kicker.
Where are you, Chief, by the way?
Sitting at home, as most of us are in lockdown, Jim.
What are you up to?
Stuff all, Bill, when we're in lockdown.
Are you a puzzle man?
I do a lot of crosswords, yes.
What about, any other puzzles, like the... What do you call it? Jigsaw and all that, Chief.
No, they're a little more for the brain dead people like yourself, Bill. Yes. I prefer something that's intellectually stimulating, Bill.
Hey, what about last night, Jim? I turned on AFL 360.
Oh, yes.
And guess who's sitting up there like Jackie?
The Chief.
Oh, sitting up there like he owns a joint. Very comfortable in that chair, Chief.
Bill, all I do is when I'm asked to do something, I'm there. I say, what do you want me to do? And I do it. I'm that sort of employee, Bill.
Are you? Well, you've been doing it now for a while. You've been in and out there a few times. I think they're happy with you there, Chief.
Now, poor old Robbo's been a bit crook, mate. So there might be a little bit of rotation going on there.
Right. Chief, I've got a question for you. You've come screaming back into the Friday night broadcast, been magnificent and necessary too, because it was just flatlining a bit.
Needed something.
Chief came back in and injected some real life into it. But, Chief, got Howie has to isolate because of Bowen Heads being a Category 1 or whatever the bloody hell they call it.
Yes.
You got Duke doing the Olympics.
Oh, no.
So he's gone missing. And then you've got the only other operating member of that team, Nath Brown, coming out with this.
That's to everybody helped us out, put this to get out to the end of the art. I'm going to finish off with something. Triple M rocks footy.
Chief.
Damo's the only one.
Yeah, we're a little bit light on at the moment. Mind you, it's not always the bad thing giving some of those blokes a spell, Jim.
What was Brownie doing Friday night? He just lost his way.
Yeah, Brownie can do a little bit of that. He off tangents, he gets lost in his own mind, Jim.
He can do that. Hey, what about the AFL? They're ploughing ahead, and we like that. They're getting as many games out as they can, Chief. But how many players can a team lose before they don't have a team? Like, we saw it on the weekend with Sydney and the Giants. They lost a couple. But if you lose five or six, is that when you've got to call the game off, or what is it, you reckon?
Mate, I love what the AFL's doing. They're finding ways to get the games done. So. Yeah. They could have delayed or postponed that game between GWS and Sydney. But at the end of the day, they said, look, can you get players here? Can we go ahead? If the answer is yes, go ahead.
Mm.
Both sides were disadvantaged. I think the AFL is doing a great job. We need to push these games through. If there's an emergency, Bill, yes, we postpone. But if there's a way to get the games done, get them done, mate.
Did you see Horst Longmire too? They made a really good thing out of it. He had his team there. And he was announcing who was out because they couldn't play, obviously. But then he was announcing who was coming in, and the boys had walked through the door. Did you see that, Chief? It was really well done by Sydney.
I didn't see it, but, mate, it's funny because a few people were talking about how unfair it is to the players that get in with, like, 20 minutes to warm up and get ready to play. They weren't picked in the first place, Bill. If I'm one of them, I'm thrilled to be there with a 20-minute warm-up because I'm getting a game I didn't think I was getting.
Bloody oath.
Did you ever not get picked, Chief?
Oh. Do you play VFL?
Please.
Chief.
No, of course
I did. I played 10 games in the twos in my first year.
10 games. And that's it. Did you ever, once you were established, you wouldn't have got dropped, but coming back from injury or something?
As if, Bill.
Now, the other thing that's flying, of course, is bounce on a Sunday night. We love it. I'm a bit concerned about a couple of people involved in it, though. I think Bernard, he can get a bit Nath Brown about him.
He's not quite right.
And Gazy worries me too, Chief. You're having to do some heavy lifting.
we like Bernie because he's got a bit of larrikin about him. He can be touch loose every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But I take my hat off to Gazy. He's been a superstar. It was a massive seat to fill after we lost our great mate Spud, but he's done an outstanding job. We have a lot of fun, mate. The show's going really strongly.
Poor old Gazy. He hates lockdowns, Jim. He can't walk up and down Clarendon Street, can he?
Waving at people who don't know who he is.
Exactly, and getting free meals.
You're harsh on him. You're harsh.
we see him because his head's that bloody big. You can see him, down the road. And he just waves at people, Chief, who don't actually know who he is.
He's a friendly person, Jim, unlike yourself.
This is you talking.
Exactly. Chief just sits at home. He loves lockdowns.
He does.
Every lockdown, he loves it.
Lived a lockdown for the last 20 years.
What about the mediation session between Clarkson and Sam Mitchell? Did that go ahead? And according to Caro, Chief, that it didn't go that well. It didn't go that smoothly.
I can put my hand on my heart and say I know as much as you do, Bill. I'm not involved in any of that sort of stuff. I think there have to be a number of meetings to make those sorts of things work. How it's proceeding, I honestly don't know, mate.
Well, you and Clark are good mates. He came around to your house with the Premiership Cup. That was a good effort, wasn't it, by the coach?
A good mate. And I'm, at times I'm a little perplexed about the decision, but, I guess I'm, again, because I'm removed from it, you've got to back the people in that are making the decisions, and only hindsight will tell us if it was the right decision or the wrong decision.
I'm extraordinarily perplexed by it, Chief. Best coach we've had in the last 25 to 30 years comfortably.
Join the club, Jim.
Good coaches are hard to find, Chief. Why would you let him go?
It's a very, very interesting question. I cannot answer, unfortunately. You need to speak to the people that made the decision, Jim.
Now, Chief, I know you love your footy, obviously, and you love your cricket. I know you're a mad cricket fan, but you also love the Olympics. So you will be sitting at home and watching the next couple of weeks with great interest. Yeah. What's your key event? Yes. What's your must watch?
I'm big on the athletics. I love the athletics, Jim. Unfortunately, we don't tend to do that well in the track and field, but that's okay. I'll be spending a lot of time watching the Olympics. We love it when it comes around.
Yeah, you do. No doubt about that. And the new sports, are you happy with those? The rock climbing, surfing, skateboarding and karate.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those, to be truthful. Bill, we just keep finding ways to add things. But, there are some sports there that, golf shouldn't be there. Let's be brutally honest.
It should not.
Shouldn't, no.
So there's some interesting ones there. I tend to be a little more traditional with the Olympics.
Well, Chief, do you follow? I've always had the view that if winning the Olympic gold medal isn't the pinnacle of your sport, then the sport shouldn't be in the Olympics.
A la
golf.
Golf, yeah. And tennis, by the way.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I mean, you'll get incredibly strong arguments from people involved in those sports and the fact that they're entitled to compete at an Olympics, which is a fair and reasonable argument. But, we all have our opinions.
How are you getting food in, Chief? This interests me.
Pizzas.
This lockdown period.
Hope there's no pizzas, Jim.
Well, I get food in through the gob, Jim. I don't know how you do it. How are you doing?
Does it get delivered to the door, or do you wander out to a Coles or a Woolies?
Still allowed to go to Coles, mate. So get out there, fill the trolley up, and back home you come with all the goodies.
Oh, dear.
Why shouldn't he have a pizza bill?
Well, you know what happened last time, Jim, when he was walking down the stairs with the thong. Jim, he had four or five pizzas, Jim.
Bill. You there, Bill?
Hello? You're breaking up.
No, Bill, I'm in an apartment. There's no stairs here, mate.
The old one, when you fell down and you blew out the thong.
Yeah, very funny. Keep giggling at your own joke, Bill.
Now, Friday night, the huddle, Jim. This is it, okay? So Nath is there, old Porky Pig. And then you got the Chief, thank God for that.
Yes, Joey, and Damo, obviously.
Joey and Daisy and Damo. Oh, that's the crew
that's
this week.
That's a nice crew.
Yeah, so you got Joey and Daisy in there, Chief.
Yeah, a couple of lightweights. We'll try and string them along. It's all good.
I look forward to it, Chief. And Bounce, of course, as you say, is airborne as well. So everything's going beautifully for our man.
And the fried rice. He loves that, Jim.
All right, Bill. Stop.
Sounds like things are going very well in there as well, Jim, and nothing's changed. Bill's doing all the hard work.
Sounds hard.
Fried rice and
pizza.
He
makes broadcasting sound very hard. All right, Chief. Great chatting to you always.
Chief out. Ship off.